Really, I mean, it came. He's gotten better. I think when Matt took the week off with the elbow issue, Derek, had a real good week of practice that week, stepping in the huddle with the one offense, and he had a good week of practice leading up to the game, and then certainly he played a good game in the game against Seattle. But he's gotten better. Like I said, from the day he's gotten here, he just has continued to improve. We thought he was a special player when we drafted him. We thought he had some of the abilities that you look for in a special player, and he didn't disappoint us, and he's just gotten better each week. So, he really, the week that Matt took off, went in and did some good things.
The Seattle game was almost like a just convergence of everything that could possibly go right for a quarterback happening. I mean, no penalties and running the ball 6-7 yards a carry and good pass protection, and everything was rolling right. Are you pretty sold on the fact that when he starts, it probably won't go that easily?
Oh, there's no question.
He's going to be able to bounce back and
He had some luck go his way too on a tipped interception, yeah. A tipped touchdown pass that he had that could have gone the other direction, but. Kind of make your own luck somewhat, and mm-hmm. I do believe. Certainly, he knows that it's not going to be like that. You're not going to go out, two back-to-back series, throw touchdown pass. It's not going to be that way. However, he has faced adversity before in his college career. He's faced adversity in his life, we've got all the confidence in the world in him, and really, it's all we know. He's a rookie quarterback, so there may be some growing pains with him, but I just think that. If a guy shows that he's got the maturity level and the intelligence and he's comfortable in the system, which I think he gets more and more comfortable every day, then the best way for him to get better is through experience. And we feel like we've got some pieces around him, some guys up front that can protect him, and so he'll have a chance to get better every week.
You'd like the idea of early on of having a veteran back there that you could kind of turn the game over to a little bit, and he could see things and get you out of bad plays. How much does that change now?
Like I said, I think Derek has really jumped in wholeheartedly throughout this and the entire process and the off season. And there's some, I wouldn't say any anxiety over that because he's shown that he can do that and he's done that. And certainly there's a guy with experience that you would think would be obviously more qualified to do those type of things. But Derek has done that since he got here. And if we didn't feel that way, we wouldn't throw him in here the way we have here. But he really spends a lot of time at it. He works at it. There hasn't been any time throughout this process where I thought he really is not sure what he doesn't know what he's doing here. He's been able to answer all those questions in the meeting rooms. He hasn't had a chance very often out here in a game situation, but every time he's in a practice situation, he's made the right checks and made the right calls. So he's been, I think, he's just had the intelligence factor there that kind of lifts him above some. And there's also, you can look at that. You look at there are some examples of some rookies coming in playing well right away. So. I look at that as well, and everyone, like I said, everyone grows differently. Everyone matures in a system differently, but he's shown acceleration since the day he got here. He's we've been able to accelerate his growth. I think just based on a number of factors, intelligence being one of them, but also the ability, the number of years that he played in college, his experience in college helped him a lot over some guys that are just coming in the league for the first time.
Other side of the coin. Does he open things up a little bit in terms of being more vertical with your offense?
That remains to be seen. I do know that he's a really good athlete, and he really hasn't – you probably didn't see that as much in the preseason, but we've seen him out here in practice create. So he's a guy that creates with his feet, and also we've all seen his arm strength, and we've seen his ability to fit the ball in a tight window. So, he's got to go out and be Derek Carr, but we like what we've seen thus far, and we're excited to see how it transfers here into the opening game.
There was some talk about Matt Schaub having some freedom at the line of scrimmage in terms of route adjustments, protections, things like that. Have you had to pull back the reins with Derek on those?
I wouldn't say we pulled back on that. I'd say that there are times when he may defer to Wiz, and he and Wiz have spent a lot of time here really since – the last week when he started practicing before the Seattle game, they spent a ton of time together, and they'll continue to spend time. But Wiz has every, and we have all the confidence in the world in Derek, but we say, hey, Wiz, if there's something that he misses, we need to override it. You've got the go-ahead right now at this point to override it. But Derek's real comfortable. He, like I said, he's answered all the questions correctly that of the tests that we've thrown at him. So, and he feels comfortable with that. But he and Wiz have spent a lot of time together, and Wiz will help him with that.
Yesterday he said, this is just football. It's not stressful for me at all. Do you see him going about his business like this isn't too big for him?
Yeah, I have. You know, I think, again, and time will tell, I think there's a big jump from going from college to the NFL, from college to the OTAs to training camp and then preseason. And most players will tell you there's a big jump from preseason to the regular season. So, but right now at this point, there's been nothing, there's no evidence that suggested otherwise that he's not going to go in and not suffer from anxiety or nervousness or anything like that. I just think that he's played a lot of football. Again, as he told you, he's been around the game a long time. He's had the experience of watching his brother and watching some of the adversity that his brother went through. So I just think he's a mature kid, and I think he'll be fine.
Seems like Dennis Allen had mentioned that he sees a different demeanor in Denarius Moore. Have you seen that, and what do you attribute his recent uptick in play?
I mean, it's hard to pinpoint, to be honest with you. I think, he had a good last 2 weeks of the training camp, or last 2 weeks into the last preseason game. So, and it was important for him because there was some real competition in that group. So it's hard to say, but I know that, you know, we were excited that we were seeing some things here that we hadn't seen in a while. So hopefully with the success that he's having, that he'll become a more confident and a more outgoing player, and we'll get what we need out of him.
Reg, you talked since the offseason about wanting to be bigger, wanting to push people around, being the team that pushes people around rather than get pushed around. You look at it, the Jets front seven and how they defend the run, just about as good a test as your offensive line could get going into the first game.
Yeah, it's a tremendous challenge, and that's kind of be one of the keys to the game. Keys to winning the game will be if we can win the physical battle up front against their defensive line. It'll be one of the better defensive line. It'll be one of the better defenses we see, period, just based on schematically and what they do. So it'll be a big test. I know that our guys are looking forward to it. I know that, you know, Tony Sperano, from being back in New York, he's looking forward to this matchup, but it will be a tremendous test.
How close the group are your receivers? Are all five guys pretty much in the same boat, or is there any kind of a separation after the top two? Or
I think it's really close. I think there's, again, the competition is still tight, and there'll be competition probably on a weekly basis to see who's up on game day. And some of that special teams play into that, on which players on the bottom end of that, those receivers that are up, who can help us with special teams, because obviously we'll need help there too.
Osbury is being able to help.
Yeah, he had a good week. That was encouraging this week to see Dave Osbury out in the practice field, and he ran around. He's run around pretty good. I didn't see any limitations in Dave, so we're excited to get him back too. Tony, you got anything? No, all right. I like your hair too, Tony.